The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay. Hello and welcome to Happy Hour. Who's here for the first time at Happy Hour? Show of hands. Anyone new to Happy Hour? No one is new to Happy Hour. Both ways, it's cool. Whether you're new or not, it's all good. But it's interesting. There are almost always people who are new to Happy Hour and IMC. So you guys know what you're in for. Yeah, at least you've experienced it once before. So my name is Nikki Mrugafuri, and delighted that you're here tonight and we'll be practicing together. And so as you know, as you've experienced before, the primary aspect of Happy Hour practice is the guided meditation that I will guide you through, and no previous experience is necessary, and afterwards there will be some time for practicing in community and question and answers, Q&A. So each week we explore a different theme having to do something with working with kindness, loving kindness, compassion, gratitude, the various practices of the heart. And this week there are a couple of different themes I want to bring in, but one theme I'd like to bring in is working with fear. Working with fear through metta, through loving kindness, through this practice. And in fact, this was a request from someone who wrote to me and said, hey, I've been listening to Happy Hour for a while, and can you speak about how to incorporate working with strong fear, especially as it arises in the body, and also how thoughts and imaginations can fuel fear, and especially the fear that comes up around facing climate change, as well as any other fear, the other fears that arise in one's mind, in one's heart, realities, or not, if they're mostly fueled by imagination. So that's one theme I wanted to bring in tonight. So with that, I'd like to say a few words first and then get into guided meditation. So first, I want to say that actually the practice of metta was originally taught by the Buddha to the monks in order to work with fear, in order to allay fear. That's the story goes that this is how it was originated. And the story is that the Buddha sent the monks to a forest, to a remote forest, and sent them there to practice diligently. So they went to this forest, going to just stay there for a long period, practice. And the story goes that there were tree spirits in this forest. Now, whether you actually believe in tree spirits or you take the story to be a little more imaginal, using the imagination and really archetypal. We can refer to it as archetypal. So basically, there were some scary elements. There are things that the monks were really, really scared of, whether real or imagined, in the forest. So, and the story goes that these tear spirits scared the bleep out of the monks, and they ran back to the Buddha. The monks ran back and said, please, please, Buddha, please send us anywhere. Send us to any forest. We'll practice diligently. Just don't send us to that forest, please. It's not a friendly place. We're really scared. We don't want to go back there. And the Buddha, in his wisdom and humor, said, I will send you to a forest. I'll send you back to the same forest. But I'll send you the only protection you'll need. And the protection you will need is the metta practice, the loving kindness practice. So the story goes that he teaches them the loving kindness practice for both themselves and for the tree spirits. And the monks learn it, they go back to the forest, and they cultivate kindness and goodwill for the tree spirits and for themselves. And after a while, the tree spirits start to take a liking to the monks, and there is so much goodwill that not only do they stop scaring them, but they actually start taking care of them, and there's a sense of kindness and give and take. So the tree spirits actually take care of the monks and become not only the fears go away, but also a sense of safety and ease and being very well provided for arises for the monks, and they live and they practice heavily, happily ever after in the forest. So it's a fun story, and really I think what the pointer is, what the point is the practice of loving kindness creates a sense of safety, creates a sense of safety in our own minds and hearts. So whether you, again, you take this as a factual story, but more as an archetypal story, when you're scared of something or someone, when you do the practice of cultivating kindness and goodwill and warmth and safety, you cultivate that for yourself and you wish it for another, it creates a container of safety in the mind and heart. So that sense of fear goes away. And really the story is about fear, so I don't take it to be so literal, but more archetypal, about the sense of fear that this practice protects against. And I can tell you that in my own practice, there have been many times that there has been a sense of fear. And doing this practice, especially for myself, may I be safe, may I be happy, may I be healthy, may I have ease, and especially with emphasis on safety, it creates an internal feeling of calm and comfort and safety that then, not to say that it lull us into inaction, that's not the idea, but the idea is that it creates a sense of stability in the mind and in the heart, so that we can actually take wise action instead of being so scared and so freaked out that we run away or we can't actually do anything or we freeze in our tracks. So the idea of cultivating metta, sense of friendliness and kindness, to create the sense of safety for ourselves in our own hearts, is really to create the sense of stability for ourselves. Because actually, a lot of times, fear is made up of thoughts and imaginations. The reality might be, whatever the reality is out there, if we have a sense of stability, if there is a sense of calm groundedness, we can actually take the right approach, we can have the appropriate response, say towards climate change or towards anything else that scares us about our lives, about, oh, what if this happens to me? What if that happens to me? What if that happens to someone I love? What if this happens to them? Or what if this happens to all of us? So the sense of actually the imaginations, the stories can whip up into a frenzy. So much so that there is no stability, there's so much anxiety that we can't even take any appropriate action, and we're just lost in the fear. There is a great Buddhist story of a master, an artist that draws a large, beautiful, scary tiger mural on a wall, and after he's done, he looks at it and he's so scared that he runs away. So again, the story points to how we create these images in our minds. We paint something that's really, really scary and may or may not actually exist. Who knows what's exactly going to happen? But we create these stories and then we run away. We don't have the stability to take any action. Another thing I wanted to say before I start the guided meditation is that a lot of times fear also, as it's fueled through our imagination, through what we conjure up, and when we become so unstable, so much filled with anxiety, that it shows up in the body. There can be a lot of strong fear in the body, the sense of anxiety that we have to ground ourselves. We have to ground the body first, come back to the body, feel the body, stabilize the body, and then we can stabilize the mind and the thoughts, but first starting with stabilizing the body. So with that, what I'd like to guide us through today is first we'll start with stabilizing, with grounding the body, really stabilizing, grounding the body. And then after we've taken some time with the breath and the body, then I'll guide us into metta and bring up some ideas about working potentially with fears. So anyone who does not have any fears in their lives, raise your hand. Okay, all right, so I think this is applicable for all of us in whatever ways. So this is usually the time that I ask everyone to get props so that you can be comfortable. You can get props for your back, for your knees, for softer cushion if you want, harder cushion. This is a perfect time to get up and take care of your body. So if you want to sit on a chair or a cushion. And then I invite you to land. Land in your posture, land in your body. Allowing your back to be straight, to have a sense of integrity, your posture. Allowing your back to straighten up, vertebrae by vertebrae, being pulled up. As if by an invisible string attached to the top of your head. And then relaxing your muscles. Landing. Feeling your hands, feeling the sensations. In the hands, or rather letting the sensations in the hands be felt. From the inside, not from the control tower of your head. From the inside. Feeling the touch points, the warmth, the coolness, the back of the hands, the softness, the hardness. And letting the hands relax and soften. Noticing if there is any tension in the hands. Letting go completely. Letting the hands serve as the anchors for your awareness. Simply bringing awareness to the hands can be profound. Explore for yourself what this can mean. relaxing, softening your wrist. Relaxing, softening the lower arms, the upper arms. Shoulders and the neck. Noticing if there's any tension anywhere in your arms. And with the next out-breath, relaxing, softening. Bringing attention gently to your face. Letting the eyes rest in their socket. Relaxing your jaw. Relaxing your whole face, your cheeks. Ah, letting gravity pull down. No mask you need to wear. Softening, especially softening the forehead. And as if you were softening what's behind the forehead, what's behind the eyes. Softening, letting go of the proverbial thinking muscle. Relaxing. Receiving. Nowhere to go, nothing to do right now. Letting the sounds come and go. Letting the breath come and go. Receiving. Moving down to your chest and abdomen. Relaxing, softening. With each out-breath, no reason to hold on to any tension. If you notice any tension in your abdomen, letting go the sit bones area. The groin area, relaxing, softening. Your upper legs opening up, offering up any tension, letting it evaporate. Any holding, tightness, contraction, opening up, letting it melt into the earth. Lower legs and feet. Bringing attention to the whole body. Noticing if there's any tension anywhere. Now the next out-breath, challenging yourself. Can I let go of a little more tension? Can I let go and soften a little more at the next out-breath? And surprising yourself that yes, it is possible. Dropping in more deeply. letting the breath be received, the abdomen in this relaxed body. Just this in-breath felt received in the abdomen. Just this out-breath. Letting each breath calm and settle, ground you. Settle you more deeply in your body. Not a disembodied breath, but feeling it in the body, in the framework of feeling the hands, your feet, your legs, your sit bones, your abdomen. Effortlessly, one breath at a time, received. And when you notice your awareness is resting on a thought or a memory, it's okay. No problem. Simply noticing what's arising right now. Not judging, not yanking your awareness, but ever so gently inviting your attention back to the body, to the breath, resting, taking refuge in this moment. It can be delicious to just sit and breathe, receive the breath, feel the body. Receiving each breath in the framework of the body, feeling grounded, embodied, feeling your feet, your legs, your hands, your bottom on the cushion or the chair, your abdomen, the sense of integrity of sitting, of feeling your body, provides, creates this groundedness. The same way that a well-rooted tree is rooted into the earth, supported by its roots, can be stable and withstand. Withstand winds, winds of change, winds. The same way, sense of sitting with dignity, groundedness, feeling your body on the earth, the touch points, especially your feet, your legs connected to the earth, feeling the stability. I invite you to feel the stability in your body, in your heart, from the connection. Just as the Buddha touched the earth the night of it, of his enlightenment, may earth be my witness. I belong here. You are touching the earth. With your body. Feeling the support. Feeling the groundedness. Letting you feel the stability in your posture, sitting tall, grounded in your seat, taking your seat, taking your seat, taking your seat on this earth, grounded, stable. And if it might be supportive for you, you can touch the earth or touch your cushion or the seat with your hands. The solidity, the hardness, groundedness. Ah. And if there were emotions of anxiety or fear present, the sense of grounding, as if electricity was grounded, discharged, moved gently through the earth, the sense of stability, sense of nobility of taking your seat. Inviting groundedness and spaciousness. Sometimes working with fear, this might be enough. And sometimes it might be helpful. To support the imaginings, to let go of the imaginings of the mind. The vicious tigers one draws in one owns mind's landscape. To bow to them and turn to the stability, feeling the stability and the strength. The stability and the strength is that's also available in the heart's support. the heart that is strengthened through goodwill. Through kindness. Through compassion. And if it feels available to you right now, without forcing it, inviting the phrases of metta, I will say them in their traditional format, and wishing them for yourself, holding yourself in this space. Perhaps putting a hand in your heart center, middle of your chest, holding yourself with the stability, the strength of kindness. May I feel safe. May I feel safe from inner and outer harm. May I be happy and joyful in my heart. May my body be healthy and strong. And may I have ease. May there be ease in my life, in the way my life unfolds. May I feel safe, may I be safe from inner and outer harm. May I be happy and have a joyful heart. May my body be healthy and strong. And may there be ease. May I have ease in the way that my life unfolds. May I have ease in my life. Connecting with the strength and stability of the goodwill for yourself. I'm expanding the metta, the kindness, the goodwill, friendliness. The protective shield of this well-being, this feeling of goodwill. To all beings. All in this room and beyond. May all of us may all of us be safe. Feel safe from inner and outer harm, knowing that it's a wish you're dropping in. just expressing your goodwill. Not attached to outcome, but just this expression, this saying it internally, expressing it internally, is an offering of your intention, of your heart's intention. May all of us, may all beings, may we all be safe from inner and outer harm. May we all be happy. May all beings be happy and have joy. May all beings be healthy, have health and well-being in their bodies. And may there be ease for all beings everywhere. I invite you for this next time to include our planet Earth and all beings. And again, it's an expression of your wish. May all beings, may all of us, including the Earth, may all have safety, be safe from harm. May all of us, may the earth included, may there be joy and flow and beauty. May there be health and well-being for all beings, including the earth, the rivers, the mountains, the air. And may there be ease in the unfolding of our lives, in unfolding of the earth, nature, flowing with ease and naturalness and goodness. Simply making an offering to yourself to everyone, to Earth, to the universe. Just an offering of your well wishes, good wishes, your intention. For the last few minutes, noticing what works best for you. If you just want to be with your breath, you're welcome to, or continuing to offer the wishes, the phrases of metta, either to yourself and or all beings and our planet. So, in what we did together, we started by grounding in the body, really feeling the body, grounding in the body. Settling, relaxing in the body, receiving the breath, and then the embodiment, feeling your feet, your hands, your bottom on the cushion, the breath moving through the abdomen, and then taking your seat in a sense, with a sense of integrity, really taking your seat, feeling grounded, supported by the earth. And many times, if there is a sense of fear or anxiety, just this invocation, this connection to the earth, embodiment, feeling your body is so profound and powerful. Feeling your body, the sense of embodiment, is perhaps one of the most powerful lessons in practicing mindfulness. So, with working with, especially working with fear, that can be the first step to take, to just ground, come back to the body, because usually when there is fear or anxiety, we're either in our chest or in our head or all the images and all the thoughts. What if this? What if that? We're in our throat. Where do you experience fear usually? Tell me. Shout it out. Heart. Stomach. Shoulders. Yeah, I have a second one for shoulders. Yes. Yeah. So come back, bring the center of your gravity down. Feel your bottom on the chair, on the cushion, your hands, your feet. Bring the center of gravity. Feel. And that alone, that grounding, can be so supportive. And then there is this discharging that can naturally happen of the anxiety, as if electricity through the earth. And then added to that, there can be a sense of holding oneself with one's intention, with metta, with turning the mind away from these images that the mind is drawing, because you don't know what the future might bring. How good are we in predicting the future? We're not very good usually. We create these thoughts and images and fears as if imagining every possible outcome is going to prepare us and give us a sense of control. It doesn't happen that way. We know that. And yet the mind feels like it can protect us by imagining every possible awful scenario that can happen in the future. And not to say that this practice is supposed to lull us into sleep or inaction. That is not the point. I want to be very, very clear about that. The idea is to create the sense of stability so that we can actually do something instead of being so overwhelmed in our anxiety and fear that we can't be available for ourselves, we can't be available for loved ones. We're just not available. We're on a trip, we're on an anxiety trip, and what good does that do for anybody? So again, the point of this practice is to create that sense of stability, to be present, to take wise action, not to lull us into inaction. I want to make that very clear. So we have some time, and I'd like to invite us to engage in some community practice. And if you've been to Happy Hour, you know that how precious and valuable that practice can be. And if you haven't experienced it, you might go, whoa, okay, I'm just going to leave right now. You can if you want to. But I invite you to hang in there and see what it feels like. Often I ask people to raise their hand. Okay, how many people wanted to bolt out? How many people are happy they stayed and did the community practice? The same hands go up. So just hang in there. Try it out. See what might come out. So in a moment, we'll get into groups of three. And we'll practice with kindness and mindfulness of listening and speaking. And I'll briefly share the principles very quickly. And really the how we do this practice is more important than the what we say. So listen carefully to the process, to the how. So you'll be listening twice, speaking once. When you're listening, mindfulness of listening, try to stay embodied. Try to feel some part of your body. Can you feel your body as you're listening to me? Start practicing. Can you feel your body? Your bottom on the cushion, can you feel it? Nod if you can. Yes, you can feel something and still establish eye contact and still listen. Yeah, not too hard. Great. Now see if you can listen with your whole body, as if your whole body is an organ of hearing, of listening. What does that even sound, feel like? Drop it in as a koan. Bless you. Listen with your whole body. Listen embodied. Number two, listen with kindness. When you're listening to the other people, listen with kindness, with lack of judgment, as if they can say nothing wrong as you're doing this practice. What if I listened with kindness? And listen without planning what you're going to say. Just give them your full attention. Trust that when your turn comes, something will come out of your mouth and it'll be good enough. Okay? So, first principle, listen with your body, feel embodied, feel your body. Principle number two, listen with kindness. Listen with offering kindness to them and offering kindness to yourself. Embodied presence, okay? Compassionate presence. And the third, not to plan and just being present. And when you're speaking, the first is, again, try to stay embodied. It's a little harder when you're speaking to stay embodied. Number two, offering kindness to yourself, to the other people. And remember, when you're speaking, you're not speaking for their benefit, not to educate others, not to impress them. You're actually speaking for your own benefit. The other people are serving you as human mirrors. Just offering their attention without interrupting you, without saying, yeah, 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 me too. Just offering their presence and see what it feels like to be held in that way. So you're speaking for your own benefit and just being held. And the prompt is what came up for you during this guided meditation. There's no right or wrong. You can say, I fell asleep, I was distracted the whole time, I loved it, I didn't like it at all. Doesn't matter what you say. It's really how you show up in this practice, in the community, in relating, that is important. Any questions?
It's how you show up in this practice.
Yeah. It's how you show up in the community practice, and how it's the process. You know what I mentioned? The mindfulness of speaking and listening and offering kindness. Really, that's where the practice is. That's the words you're saying them for your own benefit, right? Yeah. Thank you for asking that so I can highlight it. Yeah? Great. Well, so if you came here with folks you know, I suggest you get into groups with people you don't know and meet others. So find two other people best to be on the same level, either the chair or the cushion, and we have a few minutes. Go. Find people to do this practice with in the sandbox. So as you're coming back, reflections, what was the practice like for you, either the first practice in silence or the second practice in community? And we have mics. Paul, thank you. Don't be shy. With limited time, go. What did you notice? What came up for you?
I
There's a lot of talking, you guys. Please.
Hi, my name is...
I think it's off. Is it?
It's on.
Is it? Tap.
I'll talk very loud then. Okay. My name is Ingvild, and I done a lot of these love and kindness meditations before, but for some reason I find it really difficult to feel necessarily the words I'm saying. Like, I'm trying to say, have my mantras and repeat them, but it's like it doesn't really go through. Like, it's almost like it's hitting the wall, and I feel like it just ends up being like words, and nothing like meaning behind
them. Right. Yeah.
So that's something I'm struggling with.
Yeah. I appreciate you bringing that up, and that is something that's quite common for a lot of people. So. And in fact, there's a famous story of Sharon Salzberg. I don't know if you've heard or not. That, and Sharon Salzberg is the queen of metta. Really, she's the person who brought it to the West. And she has the story that she, for a long time, the first self retreat she did in metta, she felt like nothing was happening, and it was just the most boring and excruciating time that she had spent just saying these phrases. And then she said it. She dropped a vase at the end of that retreat when she came out of it. And what came up in her mind was, oh, Sharon, you're such a klutz. And I love you anyway. So it's like, oh, wow, something has shifted. It might feel like it's a wall, but it's not. Something is shifting and happening. So trust. And as I was saying in the guidance, feel as if you're making an offering without being connected to the outcome, attached to the outcome of, yes, need to feel universal love for myself and all fellow beings, may not be like that at all. It's just you're offering, you're making an offering of your heart. May I be safe, may you be well, may they be happy. It's an offering. And trust that something shifts as you keep aligning, as you keep offering that beautiful offering of your heart. And I've seen people shift and change even when they say, "Oh, nothing is happening."
Yeah, nice. But how long is it supposed to take?
then there is the attachment to outcome. So just offer it. Just offer it, and let yourself be surprised. And don't keep looking at your watch, because if you're doing that, then there's the clinginess that comes in. It's not being offered for free. It's not offered as, I'm just going to do this. I'm just going to offer this. If you keep being attached to wanting, then it just changes the whole practice, the same way that mindfulness a lot of times in the West, in, you know, industry, it's used as a way to like become more productive or do this. Or it just, the whole logos, the whole way we approach these practices, you need a different mind, you need a different attitude. Does that make sense? So I'm asking you to shift, really shift and trust, which is maybe a lot to ask, maybe not, but see if you actually shift your expectation that way. Something might actually shift in the way you're doing the practice.
Okay.
Thank you. And it's time. So, love to hear more of you, but it's time. So I'm so glad that you all came and engaged tonight. It felt like a sweet night. And I'll be here if you want to come up and share some reflections and comments with me. I'd love to hear how the practice was for you. And let's close and dedicate the goodness that was generated here tonight. Freely offer it as a gesture, as an offering to all beings everywhere. You hung in there, you're still here, you didn't leave screaming. So the goodness that was generated for you hanging in here with this practice, with whatever came up for you, whether it was sleepiness or distractedness or whatever it was, fear, anxiety, may the goodness that was created tonight for us hanging in here and practicing, may it be the cause and condition for waking up and happiness of all beings everywhere, including us. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Thank you all. Thanks for coming here.